given the choice, I would rather be amongst that sweaty group of people than in the badlands of Afghanistan right now. Yeah, so I've had some interesting trips this year. Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Emirates. But this is it's high octane up here in the Alps. And there's still that little hint of fear, you know, because it got quite cold in the last 2 days. It went down to minus 17 up at the top. And I definitely got out of my comfort zone yesterday in the afternoon when the shadows started to grow long and the slopes started to ice over. And, you know, the edges aren't holding. And I ski in a bob ski, like a sit ski, since I got shot 9 years ago. So the trouble with that is if you're going down the fall line and you kind of flick it to one side to try and slow yourself down, if it catches on the ice or the snow, you carry on going straight down and pick up a lot of speed, which is quite scary. But today was brilliant. Did the Grand Slalom, the Piste Nationale, and then Konrad Bartelski took us skiing in the afternoon, and we had just had awesome skiing today.
I think the rise of adaptive skiing is really something. In Verbier now, there is a ski school which has a section devoted to adaptive skiing. There's been a lot of people in sit skis on the slopes. We've noticed this season in particular. It started last season with just a few people, but it's amazing. I mean, the way that you can go down pretty much any slope with a sit ski is incredible.
Pretty much. I mean, this is my second year at the Momentum Ski Fest. And I'm still the only, you know, I hesitate to say, the only kind of loser that's in this bloody sit ski thing, you know, because, you know, I could do with some company, some other, you know, so all, if there's anybody who knows anybody who's out there, who's a, you know, semi-paralyzed skier in a sit ski, come out here, because it is so much fun. It really is, and everyone's incredibly helpful. The lifties, the Swiss lifties, are very nice. I mean, I ski quite a bit in Bavaria. They're not very helpful there. They don't really welcome adaptive skiers on the slopes in Bavaria, I found, whereas here they do.
Well, it's great that Crans-Montana is doing this now. Verbier, it's practically normal now, and there are some very, very high-level adaptive skiers. I've seen sit ski freestylers doing 360s, backflips, just some incredible stuff.
Which just proves we're not losers. I'm only saying that because, like, I kind of look really lonely when I'm out there, but I have actually got four mates with me, so there's like five of us out here. Because I need kind of two people to help me on either side, getting on and off the chairlifts. There are some people I've seen who are really slick in bob skis, can do it by themselves. They're amazing.
Now, how did you get into it? How did it start?
I got shot 9 years ago. I spent most of the year in hospital. When I came out, my wife said, look, we are not going to give up skiing. We've got to keep doing this. So you better go and get yourself trained. So I went off. I found an army course, got the army to retrain me. Did a week with them, and they really had no idea, actually, to be honest. They said, right, we haven't really done this, so we're going to strap you into this thing, point you down the hill, any problems will come and sort you out, which is exactly the right thing to do. Big blizzard, terrible visibility, and I learned the hard way, and it was fine.
After that. You've been enjoying the other side of it, the après-ski side of it, the couple of days?
The après-ski is brilliant. We've had the feeling today, we've had Mika, we've had Alice Cooper, everyone's saying he's miming, but I'm not going to say if that's true or not.
Mika definitely wasn't miming, that's for sure.
He was fantastic last night. He's bilingual. Spoke couramment en français.
Oh, he was showing off at the end with a bit of German, bit of Italian, bit of French. He speaks loads of languages.
Yeah, he's a real polyglot. He's a human walking Tower of Babel, he is.
And he was great, and he can hit those high notes live. That's what I was waiting to see. Can he do all those swooping harmonies and cadences? Yes, he can.
Yeah. And there's Bjork playing here and Nelly Furtado. The trouble is the hotel we're in, whatever time we come back, it's still pumping away to like 5 in the morning. And, you know, I'm convinced it's on a bloop because there's some little thing where it goes, you know, yes. Okay, I heard this last night at 4 o'clock in the morning. So that's the one flip side of it.